Shalom. Welcome to the fifth episode in the second series of the easy introduction to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. We are in Hilchos Deos in the fourth parak, and we are in Halacha Yud Zayin. We've been discussing in the fourth parak the Rambam's view on diet and proper lifestyle, and haven't seen so many differences between what people would say today. Maybe differences in fruit, but the Rambam's emphasis on exercise and on healthy eating, and that's not eating to be overfull, is common medical knowledge. So we haven't seen so many things that are different. Today we might see some things that are a little different, and to keep in mind that this was the Rambam's knowledge as a doctor, not as a not so much as a Rav, or the combination of the two, and this was the information that he had at his time, and doesn't necessarily mean that if anything contradicts it's wrong. Could either be that that was what was proper for his time, could be that he was wrong, or it could be that medical knowledge and medical theories are always changing, and maybe that he was correct. Okay, so let's get started. This is Halacha Yud Zayin in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Deos. Kishiyatza adam min ha-merchatz, yobash begadav yichaser rosho bebayis achitzon kidei shlo tishlot bo ruach kara. When somebody leaves the bath, because there used to be bathhouses, but this would probably still apply to our baths, he should dress and cover his head right away in the room that you get out of immediately, so that you don't catch a cold. Even in the summer months where you might think that it's warm out and you wouldn't catch cold, that's still possible. And after leaving, he should the bath, he should wait until he calms down. And then when the warmth that had come to him from the bath starts to, you know, leave his body, then he should eat. If he sleeps a little when he leaves the bathhouse, that's very good. Okay, that's very beneficial for him. You shouldn't drink cold water, which is probably something that you might think to do since you're so warm from the water when you leave the bathhouse. And if it goes without saying that a person shouldn't drink when they're in the bath. And if a person is very thirsty when they leave the bathhouse, and he can't wait to eat, to drink, then he should not drink straight water, but should mix it with some sort of wine or honey, and then he should drink. And if he rubs himself down with oil while he's bathing in the winter, that's very good, especially after he rinsed off. Okay, halacha yud ches in parak dalet of Hilchos Deos. Lo yargil adam lahakis dam tamid. A person shouldn't draw blood always. We know that in the past, people thought it was beneficial to draw blood always. And you really shouldn't blade yourself unless it's really necessary. And you really shouldn't do it in the summer or the winter, but really only in the fall and the spring, in Nisan and in Tishrei. And after you hit 50 years old, you shouldn't be bloodlet at all. And a person should definitely not have blood drawn and then go into the bathhouse that day. And you shouldn't get this procedure done of blood drawing and then go out on your way, on a trip. And you shouldn't do it on a day that you return from a trip. And on the day that you have blood drawn, you shouldn't eat like you normally do. You should have less. And that day that you have the bloodletting, you should rest. You shouldn't exercise, and you shouldn't go out for a stroll. Okay, Malacha Yud Tes. Shichva Zera Hu Koach Aguf V'Chayav U'Me'od Ha'Anayim V'Chol Shetetze B'Yoter Aguf Kala V'Kocho Kala V'Chayav Omdim Hu Sh'Amar Shlomo Al Titein L'Nashem Chilich. All right, so the semen, right, of a person is the strength of their body. It's their life force, and it provides life for the eyes. And the more a person ejaculates, the greater the damage to a person's body, or the more frequent you ejaculate, right? So because you're expanding the strength that you have. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says, don't give your strength to women. Right? That's that was his idea there. Okay. Koshotov Bibila Zikna Kofetzesalah. Okay, so whoever is always, you know, is frequently having sexual relations, so he's going to get very old very quickly. V'kochol tashash, and he's going to get weak. Vein of kaos, and his eyesight will darken. V'reach ra nodef mipiv, he's going to have bad breath will come out of his mouth. U'misichyo, and from all over. Okay. Okay, and the hair on his head and his eyebrows and his eyelashes all over will fall out. And he's going to have a lot of pain besides what we've already discussed. The wise people, the doctor said, 1 in 1,000 people die of strange illnesses, but 1,000 die from having too much intimacy, too much intimate relations. The person has to be very careful not to be doing this if he wants to have a good life. And a person should only be involved in intimacy and sexual relations when they're healthy and they're especially strong. And when he finds himself having involuntary erections a lot. And he should try to distract himself. Okay, and if he finds himself feeling heavy, especially in his or if he feels his testicles or the tendons in his testicles are stretched, and his flesh is warm, then at that point, if you feel that way, then it's healthy for you to be to have sex and to be intimate. Lo yivo adam v'hu savea v'lo rav l'achar shi'isaka ha'mazon shibibah. But a person shouldn't be intimate with his spouse when he's hungry or when he's full, but rather after his food has begun to digest. V'yivdok nekavav, call them bi'ilo l'achar bi'ilo. And a person should check to make sure he doesn't have to go to the bathroom, both before intercourse and after. V'lo yivo me'umad v'lo miyushav, and a person should not be intimate, should not be involved in sexual relations when he's standing or when he's sitting. V'lo be'beis ha'merchatz, and not in the bathhouse. V'lo biyom shikanes ha'merchatz, and not on the day that he goes to the merchatz. V'lo biyom ha'kaza, not the day that he has blood drawn. V'lo biyom yitzil ha'derech, and not on a day that he goes out on a trip. Or a day that he comes back, and also not on the day before or the day afterwards. Okay. Halacha chaf. Kol ha-manig atzal bedracham elu, shehoreno ani arev lo, sheino balo lidei echoli koyamav ad shiazkin harbe v'yomos veino tzarech lorofe. Okay, so whoever, the Rambam says, whoever acts in the ways that we have talked about, in these healthy ways, so the Rambam says he guarantees that the person will not become sick throughout his entire life until he gets to be an old person, and dies, and then he won't need a doctor. V'aya gufo shalim, he'll have a perfect body. V'omed al burio koyimav, and he'll be healthy all his days. Unless, of course, the Rambam says, unless the person was born unhealthy, right? If he had problems when he was born. Or if the person acted in an unhealthy way from the beginning of his life. Or if there's some sort of plague or drought that comes to the world, so then that could also affect the person's health. And everything that we talked about until this point, only a healthy person should act this way. But somebody who's sick, or one of his limbs is sick, or something's happened, or somebody that acted in an unhealthy way, right? He led his life in a harmful way for many years. These people have a different pathway that they have to go on in order to heal what was already damaged. So that person has to change the way that they've acted, and that's already into deep medical books. The Rambam has a set of medical books that he wrote, and that's where the Rambam says you have to look there. Any place that does not have a doctor, echad habari ve'echad achola, en yori lo lazuz, mikol drachem elu, shamarnu beperek zes. If you don't have a doctor that you can consult, so you should follow these actions. Shko echad mehem la charis tova, maybe, because all these things will bring a good to you. Okay, kol ir, she'en ba asara dvar melu, any town that does not have these ten things, A Tamil Chacham should not live there. Gave Elohim, and what are these 10 things? Rofe, Uman, Beis Merchatz, Beis Kisei, Umayim Mitsuyin, Kigo Nahar Umayin, U Beis Knesses, Umalame Tinokas, Uvlar, Vigabait Staka, U Beis Din, Makin, Vichovshin. Okay, so these are the 10 things that have to be in a town for a Tamil Chacham to live there. So a doctor, someone that knows what they're doing, okay, so like an expert doctor, like a surgeon, a bloodletter, a bathhouse, a large bathroom, a bathroom for people, a fresh source of water, like a river or a spring, a synagogue, a teacher for the children, somebody that knows how to write things, a scribe, somebody that can check the charity, okay, there has to be somebody in charge of charity, and a Beit Din, a court that can punish through jail and through hitting, okay, giving makos. So those are the 10 things that a town needs for a Tamil Chacham to live there. Okay, that is the end of Perek Dalet. We're moving on to Perek Hey of Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says as follows: Kashem shechacham nikar b'chachmaso ubideosav. Just like a chacham, a wise person, can be seen, recognized through his wisdom and his character traits, who moved over hemisharam, and he's distinguished from them, from the rest of the nation, in his great wisdom and his perfected character. Kach tzarach shiha nikar b'maisav b'macho b'shkeo ubideoso ubasias tzarachav. So too, he has to be recognizable. His actions have to be different. Also, the way he eats and drinks, and the way he's intimate with his spouse, and the way he does his business, or he gets his business done, or his chores. The way he speaks, the way he walks, the way he dresses, and the way he talks about things. And in his business dealings, you call masam elo noyimu to can be alter, and a person, all these actions that we just discussed, the Tamil Chacham, his actions have to be really pleasant and of perfected nature. Ketzad, so how should a Tamil Chacham act in these ways? Tamil Chacham lo yeh gargan el ochel macha haroy lahavris gufo. Tamil Chacham shouldn't be a pig. He should eat what's healthy for him. He shouldn't eat too much. He shouldn't run to fill his stomach. Right, like those people that run around and they eat and drink until they're full. Okay, Abu Chacham, Elu bnei Adam shochem v'shosim v'osin koyim mehem kechagim. Right, the Navi looks down upon somebody who eats and drinks and treats every day like it's a festival. V'heim omrim ochel v'shasa ki machar namos. They say we should eat and drink today because tomorrow we're gonna die. V'zehu machal harashayim. That's how evil people eat. V'shochanos elu heim shegina kasev v'amar ki kol shochanos melaketzah b'li makom. Right, this is what the Navi looked down upon and spoke disparagingly of. A Talmud Chacham eats one or two dishes, and that's it, and he eats what he needs to live. Right? We've seen this before, that a tzaddik eats according to what he needs. Okay, because Chacham ochel ma'at zeharoi lo, lo yochano ela bebeisal al shulchano. When a Chacham eats something, he should only eat something in his home, at his table, and that's where he should eat. V'lo yochal b'chanot, he shouldn't eat in a store, v'lo b'shulch, now in the marketplace, ela meitzarach gadol, unless there's really some big reason he has to do that. So that people don't look down upon him. If he eats and acts like everybody else, people begin to look at him like he is everybody else. Everybody goes to a restaurant, so does he. He shouldn't eat with ignoramuses. And he shouldn't eat with these tables where they load up the food and everybody acts, like we said before, like it's a festival. And he shouldn't have so many meals, these long, formal meals, even if the meals are populated by chachamim. And he shouldn't eat meals that have a lot of people at them. And the only type of suda, like formal meal, that he should sit down is a sudas mitzvah. He goes sudas erusin, like a meal of like a wedding. But the only wedding he should really eat at is a wedding of where a daughter of a Talmud Chacham is marrying a Talmud Chacham. And tzaddikim v'chassidim harishonim lo achlu misuda she'ena shalahen. And the righteous and the tzaddikim didn't eat at a meal that wasn't like their own that they prepared. They didn't eat at restaurants. Because Chacham shosa yayin eno shosa el kedei lishos achila shvimav. When a Talmud Chacham drinks wine, you say he should only drink in order to soften the food in his stomach so it's easier to digest. However, he gets drunk, the person's a sinner, and he loses his chachma, he loses his wisdom. The person's a shameful individual. And if the person gets drunk in front of ignoramuses, so the person's already desecrated God's name. It's forbidden to eat to drink wine in the afternoon. Even a little, unless it's part of the meal. Because wine that's part of the meal that doesn't get you drunk. So you can't just have a glass of wine in the middle of the afternoon unless it's part of your meal. And a person should avoid wine that comes after a meal. That's the real problem. Okay, on to Halacha Dalet. Even though a person's wife is always permitted to him for intimacy, but a Talmud Chacham should act with a little more sanctity, and he shouldn't be with his wife in an intimate fashion, except from a Friday night to Friday night, if he has strength. And when he talks to her, he shouldn't talk to her in the beginning of the night when he's full and he's satisfied with his food and his stomach is full. Well, but so far, Laila Kishuro, but not at the end of the night when he's hungry. But rather in the middle of the night when his food has already started to digest. And he shouldn't make himself too lightheaded in terms of joking around with her. And he shouldn't make his mouth despair ruin his mouth in talking about foolish things. Even if it's just the two of them. It says in our tradition that they tell a person after he dies what he talked about. Even what you're responsible and you'll be judged upon, even a lightheaded talk of nothing that you have with your wife. When a person is intimate with his wife, they should not both be, they should both be aware of what's happening. They shouldn't be drunk and they shouldn't be like, you know, like in a too foolish of a mood or lazy or like sad. Velotia Yishana, and she should not be sleeping. You can't have relations with her if she's sleeping. Veloyana Sosan, you're not allowed to rape her. Vehi Ena Rotze, Elaboratzon Shnehavu Simchasan. But rather, intimacy has to come from when they're both happy and they're both desirous. Misaper Vyishok Ma'atima, you should talk to her and joke around with her a little. Kadeshi Sashiv Naisha, so that she's settled. Vivo Babusha, and Velo Bazos Vifroshmiyat. And a person should be intimate and have relations with modesty, and then they should separate right when they are finished. Okay, that's the end of this episode. Have a good day.